Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Rosemarie Swanger, of the 102nd Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Swanger, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it's budget season in Harrisburg, and one of the most interesting components of this is where the money's going to come from. I understand that House Democrats actually tried to run a tax increase bill this week. What happened? What was the upshot of this attempt to once again force through a tax increase?
Well, the upshot was they couldn't get enough votes from their own members to bring it to the floor. It was very interesting on Tuesday afternoon up in Harrisburg when each party broke for their caucus at about 1:30, saying that we would reconvene at about 2:30. And after that, the Democratic caucus extended the recess every half hour on the half hour until I believe it was about 6 or 6:30 that evening when we finally went back into session and then did a few non-controversial bills before we recessed for the day. So it was very interesting. We were trying to imagine what was going on in their caucus. In fact, one Democratic member who did not go to the caucus said to me, "What do you think is going on?" I said, "Well, I think there's a lot of yelling and screaming and carrying on down there, but I don't know, but that's what I imagine is going on."
And also, there were some interesting bills that were acted on in committee this weekend. Some of them had to do with gun control, and some of them had to do with citizens' rights to defend themselves. What went on here?
Well, there were a few Democrat-sponsored bills to tighten up gun control, and they were, amazingly to me, defeated in the Judiciary Committee. And the reason I say amazingly is because, of course, you know the Democrats control the House right now and all the committees, so they couldn't get a majority of their members to vote in favor of the bills that were proposed. But Scott Perry's bill, known as the Castle Doctrine, which gives people the right to defend their own property and not mandate that they try to retreat before using lethal force, that moved out of the committee and is now ready to be put on the House floor for a vote.
So that's kind of a victory for both gun owners and homeowners and all citizens in Pennsylvania, isn't it?
It surely is. It surely is. And I am a strong defender of our Second Amendment rights.
And at the local level, I understand that you've had a recent move of your district office. What's going on here and where have you moved to?
We have. We've moved to a location in the Lebanon Valley Mall, better known as the Boscov's Mall. It is a wonderful space. It meets our needs, and we're just about fully settled in. And I invite my constituents in my district to stop in and see our offices. We were given a very good deal for the taxpayers, and it's much improved over our former location.
And, of course, this is a big holiday weekend, and we're honoring a very special group of Americans, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We have to remember that the purpose of the holiday is to honor and remember our veterans, and especially those who died defending our freedom. And, you know, a lot of people get together and do their cookouts and normal activities during the weekend, but many people don't really remember what the holiday means and what it's supposed to stand for.
Representative Swanger, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Rosemarie Swanger.